The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hey, Brian, this is Lars from Burnt Out Score. I thought I'd give you a ring so that we didn't have to do emails and leave paper trail, etc., etc. So, great. It's great news. Thank you so much for putting us, you're going to put us in touch with your friend Roger, who says a big fan of Burnt Out Score. That's great news. And he's willing to have his finger chopped off live on stage at Eurovision. And this is going to blow everybody's mind. It's great to find someone totally committed to the band. It's great that he's a big fan of the band as well. They're obviously there to help us in the medium term. So it's going to be a great, big, mind-blowing event, probably biggest event in Eurovision history. Yeah, we'd be good to meet Roger quite soon to go through rehearsals and just dance moves, etc. It's great. Thanks, man. And we'll see you, we may see you soon. Okay.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. Do you remember Linda, my ex-wife Linda's old PA Romilly? No, of course you wouldn't. But anyway, she works for Eurovision, and she's been in touch with me about needing some sort of well-set male backing singers and dancers for a Finnish death metal band called Burnt Out Skull. I remember you saying you were in a choir. I've seen you dance, mate. I know you've got the moves, but she really fit the bracket. It's next week. It's Istanbul for the Eurovision. It's three nights in a Marriott, and I know it coincides with half term, so I've actually been able to swing Jamie a ticket. Look, just tell me what you think. It's a bit bonkers, but it should be a really good fun. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Wow.
God, of all the brilliant opportunities that you have, you've brought me over the last, well, over the recent past, this is the one that I am most excited about. I am a huge Eurovision Song Contest fan, and not in an ironic way either. I really love the contest. I think it's great that countries from, I mean, not just Europe, but even Australia and Israel are included now, and why not? I'd like to see a global vision, you know. Anyway, to be part of this is really something special. And I think, well, I mean, for Jamie to be there whilst I'm on stage as well, I mean, I'm not sure it means anything to him yet, the Eurovision Song Contest. You know, he probably thinks it's a bit old hat. But to me, this is special. Yeah, give me the details. I'm up for this. Thanks, mate.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. Yeah, no, I thought you'd be up for this. It's really exciting, isn't it? A great opportunity, and it's great to hear that you've got such a expansive view of world popular music. You know, I think that's brilliant, mate. Really good. Yeah, no, the details, I will have to get some measurements from you, because it's death metal. It's a lot of sort of leather gear, and I think they've got a mask for you of a wolf. But it sounds so exciting. I'm really, really pleased you're up for it. Yeah, we'd be flying to Istanbul from Gatwick in about 4 days' time now. So if you get me those measurements, and I'll get onto my people. Brilliant. Great stuff. Eurovision.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. So, height 6 foot, chest 42, inside leg 34, and waist 44 at the moment. Just because it's been a bit of a stressful year, and I think I've... And cooks lots of corned beef, and so I've been sort of tucking in, but I'm going to lose that anyway. That's neither here nor there. Yes, great. So look, presumably they'll need me to rehearse. So just if you can get in touch with them and ask them where I can meet them to rehearse, or where they're going to be. I mean, I can't travel too far. I can't go to Finland. but, you know, within a reasonable distance, I can meet them. Yeah, I'm so excited. Okay, I've told Jamie. He didn't really care. He's nonplussed. But, I mean, I said trip to Istanbul, and he's lit up about that. So that's good. Yeah, this is great. Thanks, mate. Speak soon.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Re-rehearsals. They, you know, musicians, they're very sort of temperamental, and I think they're quite delicate about their process. So, I mean, if you look up Burnt Out Skull on YouTube, you'll probably get a good idea of what they do live. Yeah, you know, it's very rocky and quite sort of angry, and you know, but it's all fun. But I think we're flying to Istanbul the day before, so we'll probably meet them at the sound check the night before the actual Eurovision. So you'll get to meet them, and I'm sure they'll, you know, run through stuff with you. But no, they don't. I think they're, you know, that they're sort of want to keep it loose, and which is part of the excitement. And great, speak soon. All right, mate, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Yeah, I've looked the band up on YouTube, Burnt Out Skull, and I mean, they're not the usual sort of band that you normally see in Eurovision, are they? I mean, they're quite... I was a bit surprised. They're quite an extreme band, and in the video that I saw, the lead singer, he was covered in blood, and he's all leather and stuff, and I mean he looks unhinged. It is the right band, isn't it? Burnt Out Skull, because it's not the sort of, it's not like Cliff Richard. I mean, I'm not saying it needs to be like Cliff Richard. I just want to make sure. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Hello, Brian. Roger here again. Just had another look at Burnt Out Skull, and I'm just wondering, you know, where a dancer would even fit into this setup, because, I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I've got rhythm, but I don't know how to. I don't think I know how to dance to this. It's not sort of thing that I would normally sort of dance to. But I mean, they're happy for me to try, then I'm happy to try, you know. Okay, bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Look, mate, it is extreme. It's really extreme. It's rock and roll, you know. It's ABBA, it's Queen, it's Phil Collins. It's really rocky and in your face. I think it's a massive opportunity. The one thing that they did say to me is that they need 100% commitment to this. And with regards to the dancing, you know, it's called noshing. And you just jump up and down and just really get involved, really get into it. And I think that's what they're asking for. And I think that's, you know, I know you can do that. I remember you in Jesus Christ Superstar, so you just need to switch it on. They're going to dress you up as a Navajo Indian, and it's going to be quite interesting. I think it's a sort of tribal theme, leather and things. Anyway, they'll probably forward something for me for you to look at. Look, mate, this is a big opportunity, and you know, I can pull the plug. If you want me to pull the plug, I can pull the plug. All right, Rog. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. No, mate, don't pull the plug. Definitely not. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you that impression. No way. I'm up for this completely and utterly, and I don't want you to think that I'm not. I just wanted to make sure that I was, you know, I was the right man for the job. But, you know, as you say, I've done it all before, and I'm sure I can do the noshing dance. Dressing up as a Navajo Indian is that's easy, I think. And that'll be combined with a wolf's mask, wolf's head, is it? That's fine. That'll be great. That's very exciting. I'm looking forward to this, mate. So don't give them the impression that I don't want to do this, because I am bang up for it, and I am fully committed to this. So whatever they need me to do, I'm there. Okay, speak soon. Bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here, live in Istanbul. What a place. It's quite overwhelming, actually. It's very busy, isn't it? I've just come out of the catering, and I thought it'd be more Turkish food in there, but I just had some lasagna, which was quite nice. And I have not yet met the band, so I'm looking forward to that. But I have been in the costume department, and I've tried on my costume. The Navajo Indian thing, I thought it would be more sort of tassels and sort of long, sort of leathery suede stuff, but it's they just want me to wear some pants, just sort of some suede pants and the wolf's head mask. It's great. The mask is really good. It's you know, like a proper wolf's head, but I just, you know, I'm gonna have my belly out, which I didn't know, but there we go. That's, I'm fully committed, as you say. Jamie took one look at that and he was out the door, but he's managed to get himself a selfie with Graham Norton, who's here doing the commentary for the BBC. So, yes. Okay, mate, just let me know when I can meet the band, because I'd like to sort of, you know, I would like to know what I was going to do before I go out there. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, look, I hope you've settled in to the place in Bursa. I'm sorry, I couldn't swing it. It was just so frustrating, but thank God we found you that family. I know you're sleeping in the kids' bedroom with Jamie. Is it six of them? But I hope they'll make you very welcome. To be honest, we're really lucky that we found it. I'm just coming off the balcony. I've got a place at the Four Seasons. It's looking over Istanbul, and yeah, there's nowhere nicer to sip a vodka martini and look out over Istanbul at dusk. It's just something else. But yeah, sorry about that, mate. And I know it's near the airport, so. But yeah, look, I've been for a meal with Burnt Out Skull, and they're very keen not to rehearse. Actually, they want to keep it very spontaneous. And they asked if you would be prepared to strip down naked, and I said, fuck off, because I think that takes the piss. So that they've taken that on board. But yeah, just if you can get there tonight at about 5, I think they just want to do a little run through. Just, you know, mark out what's going to happen, ish. So yeah, just tell me how it goes. All right, Raj. Oh yeah, and Graham Norton, yeah. No, not very keen on him. I think he's a prick.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. I finally met the band, Burnt Out Skull. Lovely guys. Lars is really, really nice, and they played the song for me, obviously, at the dress rehearsal. We didn't really do much of a rehearsal. I just sort of stood behind them, and I just did, you know, danced along. They didn't really say if it was, you know, they just said, yeah, just keep doing that, you know. They did ask me again if I would be willing to take my pants off, and I said I'm not willing to do that. I mean, I don't mind doing anything else, but I don't really want to do that. And they were brilliant about it, actually. They said, no, absolutely fine. You're doing more than enough for us as it is. We've never met anyone that's quite so committed to this band as you. And I was just like, well, you know, it's no problem. It's great fun, isn't it? And then they talked about this sort of secret move that they're going to do. On the night, and I was just like, yeah, okay, whatever, I'll just go with it, because, you know, they're sort of creative people and they want to be spontaneous and save something for the night, and I understand that completely. So I'm really looking forward to it. I might go back to the digs, but that's an hour and a half away by taxi, and I can't really afford it, even at Istanbul prices. So maybe I'll just stick around and wait for showtime. Yeah, really looking forward to it, mate. I hope you're going to be in the crowd. I'll see you afterwards, maybe, or before. Okay, bye bye. Oh, Brian. It's Roger. Oh, fuck. I'm in a hospital in Istanbul. Still, I don't know if you probably know. I don't know if you know what happened. In the middle of the song, and I was on the stage, and Lars brought me forward, and there's a big anvil on the stage, and I was all up for it, because I thought, this is, you know, this is good, it's all part of the act. And he put my hand down on the anvil, and he pulled out this thing out of his belt, and I thought, oh, this is all part of the show, and it's like a rubber thing, rubber axe. And he slammed it down on my finger, and I thought, oh, blimey, that bloody hurts, that really hurts. And I thought, what the hell was that, you know? And he lifted it up again. I thought, what's he doing? He's going to do it again. And it came down again. And, oh, God, Christ, the pain. And it was real. The bloody axe was real. And he chopped my finger off. And I was in agony. And the adrenaline must have kicked in. And I just got up again, as if I was all in on it. And I started dancing around the stage, and there was blood
pouring out my finger, and I must have seen the blood, and I passed out. I must have passed out mid-song, and they brought me here. And I've been sedated, and they've woken me up, and the cameras, all the media outside, there's people trying to take photos of me. And then this woman, she's in a Union Jack dress. I think she's obviously from the UK, a fan or something, and she found my finger in the front row, and she brought the finger here, thank God, and they've tried to sew it back on again, but they're not sure what's going to happen. Anyway, I had to have a photo taken with her. I know that it is none of your fault, mate. You didn't know this was going to happen. I don't know where the bloody band have gone. Lars, I haven't heard from him. Oh, Jamie's gone home. Thank God, I don't think he even saw the show. I don't know where. Oh, Christ. Anyway, give me a call if you can. Oh, bye, mate.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.